Now, will you notice in this prayer, there's several things we'd like to call attention to. Verse 21, "Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servants and of thy people Israel, which they've made toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven." Verse 22, "If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven." You see, that temple was to become the very center of the life of the nation Israel. Verse 24, "And if thy people Israel be put to the worse before the enemy, because they've sinned against thee," if they've come back to the temple, you see. Verse 26, "When the heaven is shut up, there's no rain, what are they to do? Come to God in prayer." Verse 28, "If there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting," what are they to do? To come to the temple, come to God in prayer. Verse 30, "Then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and render unto every man according to all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men." God knows us, friends. That's the reason we ought to be doing business with him. Verse 32, "Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country, for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from heaven, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee as doth thy people Israel, and may know this house that I have built is called by thy name." You see, this was a great missionary project. The world was to come here. This was not just for Israel. But if the stranger come from the end of the earth, come from a far country, then he was to hear. Verse 36, "If they sin against thee, for there's no man that sinneth not, thou be angry with them and deliver them over to their enemies." Why, again, what are they to do? Well, in the country that they have been taken, why, they are to lift their voices to God and turn toward this temple. Turn in that direction, though it even be destroyed. And that's what Daniel did, you will recall. And you read now, and I think probably I should put in here, verse 38, "If they return to thee with all their heart, with all their soul, in the land of their captivity, where they have carried them captives, and pray toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from heaven, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my God, let, I beseech thee, thine eyes be open. Let thine ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant." And I say this is a glorious prayer. And he makes it on the basis of his mercies that he extended to David. Now, you and I are to pray not on the mercies, but because Christ has made a mercy seat for us to come to today by his shed blood. We have mercy today, and he made peace for us by the blood of his cross. God is prepared to extend mercy to us. Now, this brings us here to the conclusion of the prayer of Solomon. And now we are going to see that the glory of the Lord will fill this house as it had the tabernacle. Now, though it was inferior in many ways, and yet rich and ornate, yet it was inferior to the tabernacle. But God, in his mercy, he accepts it and blesses these people. And over a period of time, he did bless them. And we're going to see now, as we leave this part, we're going to see the final days of the reign of Solomon. And actually, The thing that God's going to emphasize is his tremendous missionary work. Solomon was a great missionary. People came from the ends of the earth when they heard of his wisdom. And that, of course, was spiritual wisdom that God had given him. I don't think he exercised too much sense in other directions.